Good morning. My guest this morning is painter Lucy Martin, whose show, Microcosms, A Closer Look at Mushrooms and Lichens, is opening today in Heron Hall at the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
So why mushrooms and lichens?
I've always been a nature painter. I've always been interested in very detailed, close-up look at nature. And some years, maybe 8 or 9 years ago, when I was living in the Santa Cruz Mountains, I became interested in mushrooms just because there are so many. It's a very wet area. And I just became fascinated with them. And, you know, I basically paint what I find when I go for hikes and walks in the forest. And
right. That's great. That's just wonderful. So so the display is of your paintings. Are you also going to display some of the actual mushrooms and lichens?
No, just paintings. Uh-huh. And there will be some framed prints, and they'll also have unframed prints for available for sale there.
Oh, great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. That's good. And now I take it that a lot of the paintings that you've done for this show, maybe you did in Santa Cruz? Or is everything here?
No, probably not. Probably most everything is either Sonoma County, Mendocino County, some other, you know, nearby areas. But most of what I have is from this area. I have a couple paintings from Armstrong Woods or Salt Point State Park. And like I said, some things from Mendocino County. Basically, wherever I go, I'm looking around, taking hikes and looking around and trying to find interesting things to paint.
You should come to my backyard.
Where's that?
This year. It's in Larkfield.
Oh,
where
okay.
The fire was.
Okay, I'll do it.
fortunately, my house didn't burn down.
Well, I've just started a new series called After the Fire. And
oh,
the most recent painting that I have in this show is of six different views of madrone bark that's been burned. It's just amazing the things that madrone bark does when it's burned. I mean, just beautiful. You know, the bark peels away and just beautiful colors. It's really lovely. So I'm starting a whole series to kind of document what happened in the fire and also as the landscape recovers after the fire.
Well, when I take my dog for a walk down the street, in very little time, I get to the end of that street and it's literally the end of that street.
Wow.
There's nothing left. Except mushrooms and lichens.
Yeah.
Lots of them this year.
Well, good. I'll come visit.
Yeah. So this is a perfectly timed exhibit the year.
It is, yeah.
Are you going to continue with this sort of subject matter in the paintings that you do?
I probably will. I haven't gotten tired of it yet. I just really love to look at things really closely. I love to paint really detailed paintings. And in the last few years, lichen has become much more, I've become much more interested in lichen. Looking at a branch with different lichens on it is it's like entering a whole little world.
Right.
It's pretty amazing when you look close up. And so I can't predict what I'll do in the future, I guess, but this is what I really love.
Well, it seems to me that mushrooms and lichens are magic.
They kind of are, yeah. The other thing I've been interested in a lot the last year is oak galls. You know, the oak galls are those little round things that you
see
growing on the trees.
Right.
And they're just, I just find them really beautiful and fascinating. So I've been painting a lot of oak gall paintings.
Oh, great. So we can maybe look forward to that.
There will be some oak galls
at your next
show, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lucy, thanks very much for coming in. And thanks very much for spending your time creating a version of these magical plants for people to see at the Laguna Foundation.
Well, thank you for having me.
And by the way, to find out more about this show, you can reach the Laguna Foundation's information line just by going to, on your computer, lagunafoundation.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.